Life Audio.
So glad you're with us today. As we prepare to dig into the teaching of God's Word, I want to make sure you know that I have more resources available on my website at BibleStudyHeadquarters.com. You'll find audio to listen to, videos to watch, and articles to read right there on the site. Everything is geared toward helping you grow in your knowledge of God's Word and your relationship with Jesus. So when you get a second, head over to BibleStudyHeadquarters.com and check it out. Now, let's hear a quick word from today's sponsors. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Psalm 3, verses 3 through 4, which says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill." There are times when we come before the Lord with polite and quiet prayers, and other times when we pour out our hearts with loud wailing and tears. Both are acceptable to him, and each is proper in its season. If the Lord didn't answer prayer, and if we were left to ourselves, what state would our hearts find themselves in? We'd drift toward a downcast and defeated state because eventually we'd have to wrestle with the fact that we lacked the help that we needed. But thankfully, our Lord sees and meets our need for help. Jesus saw us wandering in our lost condition, and he stepped into our world to redeem us and lift up our sad, lonely heads. He rescued us from a terrible fate of an eternity devoid of his presence. Now he assures us that we are welcomed into his presence. When our hearts are burdened with the needs and concerns of the day, we can lift those things up to him and trust him to handle them with power that far surpasses the power we naturally possess. When we come before him in our anguish and tears, we can confidently know that he hears us and answers our prayers in accordance with his perfect will. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is for us to be able to read a portion of it today and to learn what it means to apply it to our lives. Lord, we're grateful that you shield us. We're grateful that you lift up our heads. We're grateful for the fact that we can cry to you and you answer us. Lord, we know that sometimes in our lives we have very quiet prayers. We go through seasons that are very reflective and very mild. But then other times in our lives, we are in such deep anguish that we cry out to you. We beg you for your assistance. We beg you for your help. And we're grateful that in our calm moments and in our moments where we're so worried and so anxious that we can give those anxieties over to you, that we could come to you in any state we find ourselves in. And we can find peace through your Son, Jesus Christ, our rescuer and redeemer. Thank you, Lord, for seeing our needs. Thank you for hearing our cries for help. Thank you for looking at us with compassion when we were in a lost condition and needed to be rescued. We're grateful, Lord, that you have saved us through your Son, Jesus Christ, from the terrible fate of an eternity devoid of your presence. By your grace, we have the privilege to live in your presence forever as men and women who have received new life through your Son. We're grateful for these reminders today, and we're grateful for all the ways that you intervene on our behalf. We commit this day to your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, hello. Quenice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.